how do you feel about all these little rap niggas still in your way, saying slang, pal, and all that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not saying that. Yeah, that let me know my job is being done. That's when you know your job is being done, when these niggas start copying your product, you know what I mean?
Right.
These niggas just stepping on that blue magic, making extra bunnies. These niggas are copying my product, man. I love it. Keep on fighting. Y'all keep on fighting, man. I love it, man. Y'all stay on it. That shit keep me right. Yeah, traditional. Well,
how important do you think the mixtape is as opposed to making an album? Like, how do you value each one as far as the way it impacts the streets and your listeners?
I mean, you know, like I said, man, the mixtape is more freelance. It's more of it's like a scrimmage game. It's more to see what you can do. You know what I'm saying? It's more to see that, you know what I'm saying, the people want to hear you roar. They want to hear you roar. They want to hear your curses. They want to hear who you are, man. They want to hear your beat selection. And when you got the album, man, you know, that's when they're going to try to water you down, man. And you got to go for the world. Now you're making music for the world, for the people, for the children. You know what I'm saying? You got to satisfy every ear, you know what I'm saying, to where the mixtape, man, you just could go raw, you could go hard, but you know, your album got to be tight too, so, because you know, once you get that shot right there, that's your only shot. Anything else after that, you just have to start from the back, trying to recoup, trying to do new albums to recoup, and, I mean, you know, you guys got to have your shit ready, man. My shit always ready, so, you know, I love it. I could make either or. I done wrote for niggas, I done wrote balling, I done wrote for Diddy, you know what I'm saying, I did a variety of work in that game, you know what I'm saying, so, you know, I mean, I'm my shit is real, man. I love it. I love what I do. Well,
right, how you feel about bootlegging and, you know, the MP3 era, the digital era? You feel as though it's affecting your money in a negative way or more of a positive way?
I mean, it could work on both sides, man. I mean, if you're a nigga that's fly and the bitches want to see who you are, they gonna get your CD, man. Like a nigga like me, I'm a sexy nigga, you know what I mean? And bitches want to see that, they gonna come get the album, they want to see the photo shoot, they want to read the credits, and you know, that's where your CD come into play. But you know, like I said, if the bootleggers bootleg your shit, man, you're hot, man. If they don't bootleg your shit, man, go back and regroup, go back, do your shit over, you know what I'm saying, and keep trying, man, because the Africans love me, man. I might go run up on them niggas in the stand. Them niggas got about 50 of my joints up in there on the show. They still get a box of them shits for me just because I'm there, you know what I'm saying. I touch the people, man, you know what I mean. I'm here for the people, man. I do this shit for the streets, for real, man. Gargoyle, I'm a smooth gargoyle. I'm pimping gargoyle, nigga. Gargoyle with a perm, nigga.
I told you, man, I'm starting, I definitely started the gargoyle era because, you know, I call it gargoyle because it's hard body, everything's hard body, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We come alive at night and destroy shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the music I got, man, for the night people, man, like, you know, I got that rider shit, I got the sexy shit for the bitches.
You know, it's mostly, man, money, bitches, cars, and that's what we do, man, you know what I'm saying? And that's what my life consists of, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's what it is, man. You know what I mean? And just gotta give it to them raw, man. The people want the raw, man. Y'all already niggas know, man. These niggas sit back right now and they sell. I know they like Dan. They listening to these joints like Dan. This nigga Big Val. I ain't know he was like that, but you know.
Yeah, it is what it is, though.
It is what it is, man. You know what I mean? Now they don't know. Now they know. You know what I mean? You know. They know, sir. We here.